Exciting news at This Week Health. Starting May 16th, our keynote show is moving to Thursdays. Catch every episode weekly on our This Week Health conference channel. Don't miss conversations with top health system leaders designed to transform healthcare one connection at a time. Subscribe to This Week Health conference and stay updated every Thursday. Today in Health IT, what I hate about social media, and really what it's going to be, is an epic integration discussion. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. All right. Hey, don't forget, any news story or any article that we discuss will be out on our website, thisweekhealth.com/news. We have seen a 600% increase in our website traffic since we launched this in January, and we'd love for you to take advantage of it. All right. One last thing. We want you to mentor someone. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you and the industry. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, what I hate about social media. What I hate about social media is it gives people a soapbox, a platform, and you can stir people up. And in some cases, it's warranted. In other cases, it may or may not be warranted. Stephen Charlap, MD, MBA, wrote this on LinkedIn yesterday. An open letter to Judy Faulkner, CEO of Epic. Dear Judy, as a healthcare professional, I have always admired the success of Epic Systems and the impact it has had on countless lives. Your legacy has been cemented, and I respectfully declare hail to the chief. Today, I'm writing on behalf of Soap Health, a startup with the potential to change lives for the better. After losing a brother to a missed diagnosis, I've spent the last 9 years building a solution that will spare others and their families from the same fate. Fantastic. It really is fantastic. I love when physicians, when people get involved and they try to solve these specific issues. Soap Health improves patient data collection, risk and symptom assessment, and soap note creation like no other, with an issued patent, another pending, and tremendous other IP to ensure uniqueness. We will complete the world's first AI-powered primary care provider by September 2024. Okay. So that's what they're doing. However, Epic is indirectly or directly blocking our efforts. Although Soap has joined your vendor services group and paid required fees, every health system approached that uses Epic says that the integration needed to achieve full benefit and value from Soap's application will be difficult to achieve. Without Epic's integration, the millions of lives Soap can help will miss out. I know someone like you who has been in healthcare for 35 years has not forgotten the people that are at the core of healthcare. Please let me help them by improving early disease detection and diagnosis, not for my sake, but for theirs. Let's take healthcare to a better place together. Thank you for your consideration. Respectfully, Steve. Okay. And then you have the normal things that you have in a story like this. And you have people calling for the FTC to investigate. You have people calling for all sorts of things. Epic actually responded to this post. To their credit, by the way, it says, "Hi, Steve. You don't need our approval to connect to provider organizations that use Epic. If an organization would like to work with you, your app can connect directly to their system using the catalog of APIs and interfaces available on open.epic.com. You are indeed enrolled in vendor services, but the team hasn't heard from you yet. Justin from our vendor services team reached out to you this morning to schedule a call." Steven responded, "Epic, thank you for responding. Yes, Justin reached out and I responded. We're not asking for approval. We're asking for support to reassure potential customers that Epic is on board with enabling integration of Soap Health's patented, clinically validated, and unique time-saving, money-making, and outcome-improving applications. Thank you for your consideration." All right, that's probably all the comments I'm going to read in this. There's a lot of them, as you would imagine. And people are like saying, "Hey, try this application, try this way of integrating, try this way of integrating, or this third party," and all this other stuff. Here's the thing. As I'm reading this, the this is so jump the gun here. Here's how I read this post. Essentially, they have a great tool that they've developed over the course of 9 years. And that tool needs integration into Epic for whatever reason. It either needs integration to collect data, to put data back into the EHR, which is problematic in and of itself in most cases, and or it needs integration into the workflow. So that's likely what it needs, getting data out, getting data in, or integration into the workflow. And Epic has a set of APIs to enable that to a certain level, by the way. And a lot of organizations work through those APIs to get into that to a certain level. If I read this correctly, essentially what's happening is Soap Health is going out to clients and they're talking to them. And essentially those clients are saying, look, if you're not completely integrated in one way, shape, or form, then we're not interested in your application. Because quite frankly, there are hundreds of applications. And we're seeing all sorts of, and I know there's patents involved here and that kind of stuff, but we're seeing all sorts of applications that are using AI to create a perfect soap note. And now I see this as doing patient data collection and risk symptom assessment. But again, all these things are integrated into other tools, maybe not as perfectly as it is to this one, but there are a whole bunch of other tools that are out there. And so while this is the center of Steven's world, Soap Health is at the center of his world, and he is pushing it, and for good reason, since he has a family experience around this. It doesn't necessarily constitute an application that health systems need to integrate and need to run with. And he also needs to align this with their business model. How does this align with their business model? He's talking about, oh, it's going to save lives and do all these things, but does it align? Is there a path to saying, look, it will save this many lives. We've done a study. We've done all these things. I understand. My heart goes out to Steven and what he's trying to do here. And it is very difficult to do a health tech startup. That's why so many of them fail. That's why so many of them struggle to get funding these days, is because it is very difficult. This is a hard road, especially selling into healthcare providers who have 1,000 priorities. But at the end of the day, shooting off this note with what looks like the work hasn't been done. It doesn't look like that found that enabling client who's willing to work with them, who's willing to take the time to sponsor them into Epic and to get the thing integrated. That work hasn't been done. If that work has been done, then we would be having a different conversation at this point. And so my pushback to Steven, Dr. Charlap, would be do that work, find a CTO and find an enabling client and get the work done. And there's a lot of applications that have gone this path and have gotten that enabling client, or one, two, or three. A lot of them have to give up some ownership or that kind of stuff, or in terms of an investment and that kind of stuff. This is a hard road. Don't get me wrong. And there's things that are a problem with it. But at the end of the day, if you're truly doing something that's different and unique and it has this kind of potential, then you have to take it to the next level. You have to start to do the work with that enabling client, with that series of APIs. Now, if you get stuck, gosh, ring me up again, because I'll be your biggest fan. I will trumpet it from the rooftops that the EHR provider is either standing in the way of you integrating in some way. But I think it's, quite frankly, to say Epic is directly or indirectly blocking our efforts, I think it's reactionary at best. It's inflammatory at worst, and not helpful, quite frankly. And then you have all these health tech startups who are sitting here who just want to say, hey, this is really hard. This is really hard. This is really hard. And it is really hard. If you're thinking of doing a health tech startup and you want a reality check, it's really hard. Very few of them make it. And even the established players struggle to continue to make it. Nobody promised this would be an easy road. It's not really Epic's job to make sure that all of them work. They've created a path to work. They have responded to this post, which they didn't have to do. They have a group of people that helps organizations like this to integrate into the data, into the workflow. And so I'm sure it's not perfect, but understand when you head down this path, that's what you're signing up for. So anyway, that's why I hate social media, because immediately people read it and they read the headline and they go, yes, the big, bad, evil needs, the empire needs to be taken down, without truly understanding what it takes to do this integration. I'm not saying that, look, I'm not an epic apologist by any stretch of the imagination. I believe there have been cases. I've been a part of some cases where getting data from them to other health systems has been very hard. Getting data from them to other EHRs has been hard. If you're within the Epic world, they share data really well. But outside of Epic, they adhere to the rules, but that's about all they will do is adhere to the rules. They believe that an Epic world is a better world and fundamentally think that every health system should be on Epic. And quite frankly, if you believe in your product, you should probably have that mindset as well. But I don't think it's the right mindset for Epic, given the market share that they have today. I think they should broaden that mindset to helping even those other EHRs to be better along the way. And I know it's a weird world where you're saying you should help your competitors, but this is healthcare after all, and adherence to the letter of the law is probably not what we're looking for from a leader like Epic. We're looking for them to go above and beyond wherever possible. But that's it. That's why social media just bugs me from time to time. And it's also a warning to those who are heading out into this health tech world and wanting Epic to stand up and stand next to them and say, yes, this is the best thing since sliced bread. You may or may not be the best thing since sliced bread. I can't tell you how many vendors I've been with that have said, I can't believe this health system is not going to do this. This thing will do this and this. And then I talk to the CIO and they go, we already have something that does 70% of that. And they haven't taken the time to really understand the market they're in. They haven't taken the time to understand their competitive landscape and all the things that are in it. And on one side, they think they're negligent at the health system because they're not going down the path with their product. And on the other side, you have the health system going, yeah, no, they're absolutely right. It's necessary. And we're already doing it. So anyway, a lot of different sides to these stories as we move forward. But that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Keep the conversation going. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.